So make sure you reduce your time on social media. Focus on your own journey and know that you are very unique in your own special way.
Welcome to the Royally Confident Podcast on this amazing sexy Sunday where we delve into the world of confidence, self-esteem, and personal growth fit for royalty. I'm your host, Janice, and I'm here to guide you on a journey towards unlocking your inner confidence and living your best life. So if you're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment, join me on the Royally Confident Podcast and get ready to unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in your life today.
Welcome back to Royally Confident with your host, Janice, your Royally Confident Coach, who helps women build confidence after a toxic relationship. Welcome back to Royally Confident Academy. So before we even think about going to our topic, make sure you subscribe, follow, share, like, hit that notification button, especially if you want to hear another new episode. Okay, let's get into it. So today we're going to talk about unlearning some things when it comes to confidence and how to do it. So we have 5 things that you should work on unlearning and how to unlearn. So number 1 is negative self-talk. How to unlearn is start by identifying negative thoughts when they arise. Challenge them with positive affirmations and evidence that actually contradicts the negativity. You got to practice mindfulness and self-compassion exercises to gradually replace the negative self-talk with positive. So another way is identifying the triggers that actually start those negative comments. That's when you have to be aware, is when you notice what situations or thoughts trigger your negative self-talk. Then you're going to challenge these thoughts. Ask yourself if these thoughts are based on actual facts or just you overthinking about it, and then replace them with positive affirmations. Next, you're going to practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would to someone else or a friend. You should be just as kind as you are to other people as to yourself. So if you like that person, you're giving them a water, then you should definitely get yourself a water too. Number 2 is seeking external validation. This is very important to unlearn. You're going to want to shift your focus from seeking approval from others to validate yourself. Set personal goals and celebrate your achievements, big and small. Practice self-reflection and journaling to understand your worth comes from within, not from others' opinions. For seeking external validation, do not be codependent on it. Sometimes it is good when you're really in a dark place and it's hard to get out, but that is not something you should be codependent on. So how to do it is self-reflection. You know, spend time understanding your values and what makes you happy. Use affirmations, of course, always, to reinforce your self-worth, and always celebrate yourself. Acknowledge the big or small accomplishments that you've made. A good example is this dress you were so unsure about buying and you bought it. That's a win because you really liked it and you wanted to wear it. Or you made a decision to go to the gym, or you made a decision to get out of the house. Those are accomplishments, and you didn't need to seek anyone's approval to leave. Like, oh, friend, are you going to the thing? Let's go together. Yes, that's another way of seeking validation, because if they don't go out and then you don't go out, then you're seeking validation. So that is how to unlearn validation, external validation. Number 3, what you need to unlearn is stop comparing yourself to others. You need to recognize that your journey is unique. So you need to limit the time on social media if it triggers comparisons. Instead, focus on your own progress and set personal milestones to practice gratitude by acknowledging your strengths and achievements. I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but these are very important things to incorporate into these practices. So make sure you reduce your time on social media, focus on your own journey, and know that you are very unique in your own special way. And write down things you're grateful for. That's when gratitude journaling does come in handy. It's like a big thing that everyone should be doing because it helps you cultivate a sense of appreciation for what you have now than what you don't have at all. 4, Fear of failure. Yes, we have to unlearn the fear of failure. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity rather than a setback. Reframe your mindset to see challenges as it grows instead of something that is something that, oh my God, I don't want to do it anymore. I failed. See it as a place to grow from. Celebrate your small successes and reflect on what you learned from your mistakes. Surround yourself with supportive people who actually do encourage that growth. So you don't want people to like encourage the failure, like, yeah, quit while you're ahead, especially if it's your passion. You want to be surrounded by people who actually encourage you to keep moving forward. Another way to learn is to reframe your like views of failure is view failure as a learning experience. So reflect on the last failure that made you spiral into this stressful moment where you feel like you're an awful, disgusting, or whatever adjectives you want to use to describe how you felt about failure. And instead use them as a positive. Like an example would be if I got 0 views on a content piece and I was like, okay, what did I do wrong? Why did I get 0 views? And what can I do better for the next one? So I'm constantly failing when it comes to being someone who posts on social media, but I'm constantly learning at the same time. Just know that everybody has failed. Nobody has had instant success. Even if magazines say they have instant success, they actually work their butt off to get there. So just remember that and set small goals. Break down your larger goals into smaller ones so it can seem more manageable and less overwhelming. And make sure you surround yourself with the people that will actually encourage your growth and learning from it. And make sure you surround yourself with people who encourage your growth and help you learn from it. And lastly, 5 is to unlearn perfectionism. Yes, perfectionism is a huge, big problem in states, especially. We thrive on perfectionism. It is like in our key vocabulary, like everything has to be perfect. This has to be perfect. Oh my gosh, this just, if it's not perfect, I'm gonna freak. Yes, it is time to unlearn perfectionism. So you gotta accept that perfectionism is unattainable. It does not exist. It is not even a thing. And that making mistakes is a part of being human, literally. Set realistic and achievable goals. Practice self-compassion by forgiving yourself for imperfections, for like beating yourself up constantly because you didn't be perfect on a task or perfect on a drive, whatever you get upset about being perfect on, make sure you show yourself compassion. And that's when, you know, you unlearn negative self-talk and like talk to yourself nicely. So make sure it's saying perfectionism goes when like set small, more achievable goals for a bigger goal. So if you have a big goal, like being able to talk to some random person at a bar, but it's been feeling overwhelming, then you can start a small goal, which would be just saying hi to strangers. You know, just saying hi. Like you don't have to say, hey, how are you? Just start with saying hi and then work your way up. So make sure you set smaller goals to achieve the bigger goals. So it just doesn't feel overwhelming and scary, especially if you didn't like be able to like go up to the person and stuff. So those are the things I believe that you should start working on unlearning. Now, if you're still having trouble unlearning these things that do not benefit you at all, then you can always sign up for a discovery call. The links will be in my profile. Or you can look at my other videos that also help you reshape your life into a more confident one and more manageable, so you can live a more happier, more relaxed life because you're not focused on these things that stress us out and get us depressed and have high anxiety. So make sure you let me know in the comments which one resonates with you. And I can't wait to see you next week on Royally Confident. So you know the deal. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification button so you can get notified for the next new episode. So now, have a royally confident day.
Thank you for joining me on the Royally Confident podcast. Remember, confidence is not something reserved just for royalty. It is a mindset and skill that anyone can cultivate. By embracing your unique qualities, overcoming self-doubt, and taking action towards your goals, you can unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in all areas of your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review and share it with your friends and family. Your support helps me reach more people who can benefit from my empowering content. Stay tuned for future episodes every Sexy Sunday, where I will continue to explore the world of confidence and personal growth. Until then, remember to embrace your worth, believe in yourself, and live a life that is royally confident.